One November evening, as I walked along the edge of a lake, I felt a breeze that crossed my skin and penetrated my spirit. It filled me so completely with a feeling of pure optimism and limitless ambition that I laughed out loud. Suddenly, I was in a state of mind so amazing, and everything in life became so clear and obvious that I knew I was on to a moment, that I was on to something huge. I was on to something bigger than this small town and the lake that adorned it, bigger than the hills that provided a backdrop for the rippling waters, bigger than the national forest that lies behind the hills, and even bigger than the ocean that the hills roll into. It was a massive and suddenly distinct intuitive perception. I became aware of this insight into the reality of another world right in front of me. It became an essential meaning of some significant insight. It was initiated by some unknown occurrence of the moment and its experience. I had this feeling once before. At times I've been standing around doing nothing interesting or significant and suddenly have an overwhelming feeling of incredible emotion that inspires me to move the world. I also remember one day when I was walking down a long cement flood channel. I must have been around 13. I was in the 7th grade. The walls were 15 feet high on both sides, and only a few puddles of water were left over from an October rain. I felt it then. I prayed to God and the devil and asked them both to make themselves known. I shouted because I was not alone, but I was alone. A breeze followed and pushed the leaves off the ground, and I felt empowered. I raised my hands as if I could move objects with my mind, but the only thing that moved were my feet. I walked forward with determination until that feeling wore off. This was the first time I remember feeling this way. It was soon after that my parents had me institutionalized for my crazy thoughts. They were always concerned with my ideas. I was judged for my thoughts, even at an early age of 9 when I began having to take Ritalin for ADD. This was way before ADD was a household name. I had been committed for 30 long days, and it was there that my father hired shrinks to test my mind. It turned out that I was a genius. At the time, he was not convinced someone so stupid could be so smart, so at the cost of another $700, he insisted on a retest, with the same results. He always loved to tell the story of how the doctor said I was playing with them. I am interested in doing this again, but I'm afraid I would overthink it and not score very well. Over the next year, I had small feelings of this great insight that would come and go. One day, while on a walk, I had the same sensation, and it produced the revelations of the idea of apps in our mind. It was a moment of keen insight that some call an epiphany, or a revelation, or flow. I remember it happening again when I was about 15 or 16. One morning, I woke up before dawn, listening to a Miles Davis song, in a silent way. The first couple of minutes took me there, and I got up and walked out to the street, and I lost it. I once had it in Monterey Bay just before dawn, and I actually wrote a poem that captured that feeling before it left. Then it left. Perhaps you get this feeling in church and call it holy. Maybe you get it from a syringe and call it euphoria, or in a pipe and call it high, or maybe in a pill and call it ecstasy, or in a hobby and call it a passion. Whatever that obsession is, you can convert that vice into a device. This audio journal is the journey to discover the mysterious breeze that appears with no wind in the air, the ability to capture these flow states and emotions and take them with me anywhere and activate them when I need to.